Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Governor Gordon and DEQ reject federal funds that are not in the state's interest. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Governor Mark Gordon, in consultation with the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality, has informed the Federal Environmental Protection Agency that Wyoming will not pursue funding from EPA's Climate Pollution Reduction Grant program. In a letter to EPA, Governor Gordon cited EPA's decision to remove flexibility for the state to utilize the awarded dollars to the best interest of Wyoming. Wyoming spent significant time and effort developing and submitting a proposal referred to as the Cowboy State Pollution Reduction Plan. After EPA stated that Wyoming's $3 million application was approved, the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality learned that the EPA had unilaterally changed Wyoming's work plan description. After months of efforts to work with EPA to resolve this issue, it became apparent to Wyoming that the time and effort to comply with the EPA process would far outweigh the benefit to Wyoming citizens. Governor Gordon said, in contemplating whether to enter into a grant agreement, it is important to consider what is in the best interests of Wyoming. EPA has repeatedly shown an unwillingness to work with the state in advance of proposing multiple new federal rules and giving Wyoming unreasonable timeframes to comment on the impacts of those rules. Although the Climate Pollution Reduction Grant Program was originally promoted as a cooperative agreement, allowing the EPA and the WDEQ to work as partners, Governor Gordon noted that EPA elected to move this funding to a grant program, which removes flexibility for the state to use the grant to reduce emissions and still harness the full value of Wyoming's energy resources. Gordon said, for Wyoming, this amounts to a classic bait and switch, which the end result being Wyoming could spend $3 million in taxpaying dollars for the possibility of a $2 million grant that would not address Wyoming's needs. In a letter to EPA withdrawing the state's application, Governor Gordon wrote that Wyoming will continue to direct its resources toward removing federal roadblocks that stand in the way of common sense, lower cost solutions that use innovations tailored to meet the needs of Wyoming citizens and industry across the entire energy spectrum. WyDOT informs public about phone scam. The Wyoming Department of Transportation has received reports from businesses around the state about a series of phone calls from someone claiming to be Taylor with the Department of Transportation, soliciting advertising in a WyDOT publication or requesting other personal information. This is a scammer pretending to be a WyDOT employee. WyDOT does not sell advertising space and does not request personal information in this way. If you receive a call like this and aren't sure if it's legitimate, hang up and call WyDOT directly. You can also visit their website at dot.state.wy.us. For tips on how to avoid common scams, check out resources from the Wyoming Attorney General's Consumer Protection Unit at attorneygeneral.wyo.gov. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.